Is you can't hear
this
me?
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. You know, it's great to be back with you folks. I'm sorry that I'm not there in person. I miss all of you. I really enjoy Faith Walker so much. It means so much to me. It's my favorite 90 minutes of the week. I've spent a lot of time in New York over the last several weeks here. And I was back in my old church and I got to see some old friends. And it, one of the fellas there reminded me of a time where there was a Bible, this is almost 15, 20 years ago, there was a Bible study that was just getting started. And I was coming up the Taconic State Parkway. I was in Manhattan on business that day and I was coming up the Taconic. And I pulled into their development and I saw the mailbox and I pulled in the driveway. And I opened the door and I see this gas grill, the garage door is open and we got to get in the car. We got to drive off. And I didn't have time to get any dinner and the gas grill's going 240. And I open the lid and I see there's chicken on the grill and it's starting to get a little overdone, a little starting to burn. So I'm moving it to the top shelf of the grill and I'm making things happen and I'm turning the gas off. And all of a sudden behind me, a door to the house inside the garage opens and this guy comes out and he says, "Who are you and what are you doing here?" I said, "Who are you and where's Alan?" I was at the wrong house. Yeah, you know, can you imagine some strange guy in your driveway at your grill turning your chicken? You know, that's so I figured I'd just share that with you folks here. And then I want to pray again. Father God, today we conclude this book of Exodus, Lord, and it focuses on your glory, the glory of the Lord. Father, I pray that you open our eyes to see and to know and to move in the moment of your glory, that your glory would fall in our hearts in each of us, Lord. At a greater level, at a new level. God, I pray that you do a work in each heart this morning. I pray that you'd continue your work in each of us. Father, we may be at a grand vista in our lives or we may be in a deep valley, Lord. I don't know, but you know. You know the hearts of each of us. I pray that our awesome, incredible, mighty God delivers an extraordinary blessing to each of us this morning. Amen. Amen. You know, this is kind of different for me because you guys can't talk back while I'm here. So, and if you do, I don't hear you. So, I miss that. I miss you guys. So I'm giving you fair warning. I'll be there next week, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. So our God is unlimited. And to define the glory of God, that's a hard one to define. The glory of God. It's his brightness, his brilliance, his splendor, the beauty of his spirit, the awesomeness of his power. Dan Fisher talked about the instructions to build the tabernacle. And Greg talked about constructing the tabernacle. And gentlemen, God today, in this moment, tabernacles in your heart. That's the tabernacle of the Most High God by his Holy Spirit. He is in each of us. And I want to just draw our attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 3:18. If you want to go there or write it down. And we with unveiled faces all, there's that word all, reflect the glory, the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Ever-increasing glory that comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So we're reflecting God's glory. So in the presence of the Lord, he, Jesus, the Lord, your Lord, your God, his glory is present in your heart. We need to own that. And when we're looking in the mirror and we're shaving, we have the glory of God within us. We have the glory of God within us. God's glory is in us. Remember when the apostles were walking along and just before the ascension, after Christ's resurrection, and they didn't know, but their hearts were burning that Jesus was with them, right? Their hearts burn. So we want to have unveiled faces, all reflecting the glory of the Lord being transformed into his likeness. And when we look at chapter 40 here, there's two parts. There's God instructing Moses, the final prep, the finishing touches that are visible for the manifestation of the arrival of the glory of God. And there's some more you shalls here, right? There's anointing, the anointing oil of the tabernacle, anointing the altar, anointing the utensils, the basins, the stand, consecrating it, washing Aaron and washing his sons, anointing them, and him and his son, Aaron and his sons in perpetual priesthood. That's the first part of the chapter. And then Moses did all, there's that word all, according to the how the Lord commanded him. Moses finished that work. So I'm going to jump ahead here in Exodus and read. I'm assuming that all of you have read and reread chapter 40. I'm going to read the end of chapter 40 that talks about the glory of the Lord starting in verse 34. So I'm in verse 34, chapter 40. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and the fire was in the cloud by night in the sight of the house of Israel during their travels. So the glory of the Lord here, the glory of the Lord is filling the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord now for us today in the new covenant is to fill our hearts. The glory of the Lord is to fill our hearts. Fill your heart. And in order to fill our hearts, we need to be reflecting the Son, the S-O-N, Jesus, not reflecting ourselves. So if we're looking at the Son, the S-O-N, then we're reflecting the Son. The Son is in us. The glory of the Lord was in plain view around the clock. The presence of the Lord was in sight by all. There's the all word. All the house of Israel through all their journeys, the brightness, the brilliance, the splendor, the beauty of the Spirit. What this brought me to in preparing for today is in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, which is a very rich chapter, a very deep chapter. There's a lot of weightiness in the words of Jesus. He's getting ready to, there's some words in chapter 14, 15, 16, 17 there that are not reflected in the other Gospels. And Jesus says to the apostles, do not let your hearts be troubled. He's telling them, I'm going away. So the Holy Spirit can come and I go to prepare a place for you. And the apostles are going, whoa, 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 that can't be good. You're going away. No, you're our rabbi. You're our teacher. You're our all in all. You're everything to us. And you're telling us you're leaving us. No. Time out here. This is not the way we want to do this. We need you. And he says, no. For me to go, I have to go so I can send the helper to you. And they're still going, whoa, whoa, whoa. But no, you will do greater things than me. So Thomas is saying, how do we know where you're going? And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Philip says, well, just show us the Father and that'll be enough for us. And he says, well, whoa, Philip, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But here's where it gets real good. This is the point here. Chapter 14, verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let that wash over you. Let that sink in. It's all for God's glory. Everything is God's glory. It's God's glory. The breath in our lungs, the sunrise, all the majesty, of that we can see glimpses of here on earth. It's the glory of God. Father, today I pray that you increase our faith, that you increase our clarity of your glory, of your Holy Spirit in us. I was driving to New York and I was listening. A friend of mine had me listen to this book that he suggested called Grit. It's by an author by the name of Duckworth. And in the book, there's a part where she talks about Pete Carroll, who's the head coach for the Seattle Seahawks, and before that was the head coach at USC. And I got to meet Pete Carroll. He had me in to speak to his coaching staff at USC. And when he got fired in the NFL some years ago by the New England Patriots, he went to his mentor, and his mentor asked him, he said, Pete, what's your philosophy of life? And he was silent. He didn't have one. And he realized, okay, I need to get more prepared. And he went and he studied John Wooden. And I was in the car driving along on the Ohio Turnpike. And I realized, I don't know that I've ever articulated a philosophy of life for me. You know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here I am. I'm 60 years old and I haven't articulated a philosophy of life. Like if somebody came up to me and said, gee, Greg Bennett, what's your philosophy of life? For Dennis or Henry or Irv. Is Irv there? Irv, what's your philosophy of life? So I share this with you because I took my philosophy of life from this verse in Colossians chapter 1, 10 through 12. If you want to turn there, Colossians 1, 10 through 12. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power. There's that word all power according to the glorious might, so you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of life. Live a life worthy of the Lord. Live a life worthy of the Lord. Become more like Jesus. So whatever you ask in my name, this I will do that it may glorify in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. That's first chapter 14, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 13. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do that it may be glorified in the Son. Of course, it's got to be in the will of God. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is a departure from the Our Father. This is Jesus saying, pray in the name of Jesus to me. And this I will do that the Father may be glorified. Now, God can do anything. He knows everything and he is everywhere. God can do everything. He is everywhere and he knows everything. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You know, we come here to Faith Walkers to get fed, to get connected, to grow closer to the Most High. And you men are the faithful. You come here again and again, and you seek the Lord in his presence, and you pray, and you seek the Lord in his presence, and you pray again and again. And you're faithful in many ways. And you've encouraged me in so many ways. And this is such a great time to connect and have fellowship and encourage one another. But is it time for a new vista, a new sight line, a new clarity? You know, we are jars of clay, but what we have in us is the life and the love of the Son, the S-O-N, the Son of God. Do we really know what we have? Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Our hearts are the tabernacle of God. Our hearts are the tabernacle of the Most High God. Our hearts are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us, the hope of glory. We have God's power in us when we're reflecting the Son. Moses came down from the mountain and he was reflecting God, and they had to put a veil over his face because it was imposing on the Jews, on the Israelites, on the Hebrew people. We have that glory in our hearts. The tabernacle here had God in the tabernacle in the tent of meeting. We have the Most High God in us. And we're reflecting that when we're reflecting the sun, when our eyes are on the sun, when our eyes are on ourselves and we're reflecting ourselves, that's the jar of clay. But when we're reflecting the sun, that's the Most High God. Who are we reflecting? Where are our eyes? Our eyes need to be on the eyes. We need to be seeking and looking at Jesus Christ again and again and again to have the Most High God and His power and His might and His strength in us. In the tabernacle. The tabernacle today is in you. It's in your heart. It's when you're shaving, when you're looking in the mirror, when you're looking at each other, you are looking at the tabernacle of the Most High. You have the power of the Most High in you. Whatever you ask in His name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you have anything, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. You, each of you, me, we have God's surpassing power. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Is there anything too big to ask? We put limits on God. They're self-imposed. Break them down. God's in God's class. And we can reflect that. He's infinite perfection, infinite greatness, infinite worth. And we can reflect His infinite perfection, His infinite greatness, infinite worth with Christ in us, with Christ in you. The hope of glory. God can do anything. He knows everything and He's everywhere. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Is there a prayer request that you prayed for a while that went unanswered and you set it down? Is it time to pick up that prayer request again? Are there prayers that make you sweat, that you're uncomfortable praying? Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And back to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory. That's all of you with unveiled faces reflecting the Lord's glory in your heart, in the tabernacle, the Holy Spirit in you, transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So when we're in the Lord, we're reflecting the Lord. Father, I pray that Your word takes root in our hearts. I pray that Your power would be ever greater in each of us. I pray that Your glory would be ever greater in each of us. I pray, Lord, for each man that's here this morning. I pray that You meet him right where he's at, right where he needs. And Father, that You would keep him under Your wings and in Your glory. Father, I thank You for Your tabernacle, for Your Holy Spirit in each of us. I pray that this would be an exceptional day in the Lord. And I thank You for what You're doing and what You're about to do in each heart this morning, each man's heart that's here. I pray for each marriage. I pray for each family. I pray for each son and daughter and grandson and great-grandson. Father, I pray for the hearts. I pray that for boldness in prayer. I pray, Lord, that You fill us with anew, that You bring us to a new vista to see You with greater clarity. I praise You for this. I thank You for this, for each of us in the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, in the name of Jesus, I will do it. I ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.